דלת עמוד בייז דבארם. היה גבוה מישרם המה ובו למטו כמה ממית. So now we're starting to get more detailed here. You have a korah that's higher than 20 amos above the mavui walls are 20 amos or higher, and the korah is higher than 20 amos. So how much do you have to diminish it to make it kosher? Someone says whatever's more than 20 amos, right? Kama mamai, kama tzorichli, whatever you need. If it's 21 amos high, so you need one amma to build a little stand, right, underneath the korah. That will be what's it called now. There's less space between that stand and the korah. So Gemara says el rechova b'kama. No, I understood that. Obviously, the Gemara says that how much you have to make smaller is how much you need. We're talking how much width does it have to be? How wide does that area? How much into the mavui does it have to be kosher? Rav Yosef Omar Tefach. Rav Yosef says one Tefach is enough exactly under the Korah. So if you build a little stand right under the Korah is a Tefach wide, so you have a little stand on the ground that's, let's say it's an Amma too much, it's 21 Ammas high. So you build a one Amma by one Tefach stand right under the Korah, and in that space, it's less than 20 Ammas. That's what Rav Yosef says. Abaye Omar Arba. And Abaye says it has to be four tvachim. Lema b'hakamiflegate. In other words, it's under the korah plus another three tvachim into the mavui. Maybe this is the machlokes. Demanda omer tefach kesover mutul l'shtamish tachas hakorah. The one who says that it's a tefach holds that the korah itself is part of the mavui, and you're allowed to carry even under the korah, under that tefach of the korah. Therefore, when you're standing under the korah, you'll look up, you'll be able to see the korah because it's less than 20 amas. Because you'll be standing on that little addition that makes it higher. And then the korah will be less than 20 amas, there'll be a hecker, you'll be able to see. And the one who holds you need four, holds you're not allowed to carry under the korah. It's the inside tefach of the korah that is considered the mechitza, not the outside tefach. See, 1 second, that's how Rashi learns. So if you have a korah that's a tefach, right, where exactly does the mavui end? At the inner, the inner facade of the korah? So the tefach of the korah is outside the mavui? Or at the outside facade of the korah? So the whole korah is inside the mavui. If the outside thing is the mechitza, so then what's it called? All you have to do is have a tefach. You're under there. You look up. You see the korah. But if the inside thing is the end of the mavui, then the korah itself is what's it called? Can't be seen from the people in the mavui, because where the mavui ends is what's it called? Is more than 20 amas. So you're going to have to extend that height into the mavui a little bit. So Rashi says, we'll see Rashi in a second, that since you have to extend it something, so they made it already a set amount of four tefachim. Once it's not one tefach, the next shear of chashivas is four tefachim. So if it's not one, it's four. The Meiri Taka says it's lavdavka, four. Four means anything more than one. All you have to do is extend it a little bit more than one, so somebody inside the mavui can be standing on that. There's a place in the mavui which is less than 20 amas. So it doesn't have to be mamash four tefachim into the, three tefachim into the mavui. But the Rashi says it does. Okay, Rashi. Ubalamato, Lasso's binyan itztava. You're going to make a little bima, a little platform, that's the word. A little platform or offer. Or you're going to add earth to build up the area, tachas hakorah, underneath the korah, ba'aretz, on the ground. Lamayit gova hachalov. In order to make the space between the ground and the korah less than 20 amas. Kama mamayit, mashma kama yagbi akarka. Mara now thinks it means how much do you have to make the ground higher to make it okay. So Mara says, kama tzorichle. Achelo yachol yosol esim. Whatever you need to make it 20 amas and less. Right? What's the question? Mara says, no, rechavo. How wide does it have to be? Shal miyut laharchivo latoch orech hamovi kama. How much do you have to put it into the length of the mavli? How far does it have to extend into the length? Tefach kineged rechavo shal korah v'tachteo. So Rav Yosef says a tefach. enough to be under the Korah. If you're standing directly under the Korah, you're on this platform, or you're on this raised area of earth that's less than 20 amas, you look up, you see the Korah, and that's fine. You don't have to see the Korah from all the Mavui. Only from that one area under the Korah is enough. Man de omer tefach, kesover mutu v'stamish tachas ha-Korah. De omer chudo hachitzon yoreg v'sosin. Because this one holds that the outside corner, the outside edge, the outside edge of the Korah, it consists of, it extends down and makes the mechitza. So the Mavui ends by the outside edge of the Korah, and therefore what's under the Korah is in the Mavui. And therefore if you have it built up right under the Korah, that's enough. There's one place in the Mavui that you can see the Korah, because it's less than 20 amas. The hilk achivin the sheer esrimam the mishum hacker who harayesh hacker la omid al also tefah she nigba tachas hakorah. There's a hacker for somebody standing in that tefah that's under the korah. Uman di omra arba kesover also v'shtamish tachas hakorah. The chuda hapnimi yor v'sosin. He holds the inner edge is what makes the mechitza, and therefore the whole width of the korah is outside the mavi. So if you're standing underneath the korah, you're not in the mavi anymore. The rochav hakorah havichutz l'stima u'mishtamshim b'mavui ein lahem hekar b'korah. Therefore, anybody who's in the mavui has no hekar, because for him the korah is higher than 20 amos. Shari menamuchim, they're lower down. Hilkach tzorach sheyimshach l'toch hamavui sheteakorah nikeres lahem. Therefore, some width, some length has to go into the mavui itself. So it can't just be the tefach underneath the korah. It has to be, the Rei Rashi learns, four tefachim into the mavui that has to be built up. So once you said it's not enough just what's under the Korah, you need a makom chashuv, which is four tefachim. So once it's not one tefach, the next thing has to be four tefachim. Tomorrow says no, that's not the machlokes. Everybody holds that you're allowed to carry under the Korah, because the Korah is part of the Mavli, and the outer edge is the Mechitza, not the inner edge. The Machlokas is a different Machlokas. One holds the purpose of the Korah is merely a Heker. There's no Inyan of Mechitza. It's just that you should see a Korah up there and know that this is not a Rishus Harabim. The other one holds no, it is because of it's a mechitza. And a mechitza, we'll see, can't be for less than four tefachim. You can't have a mechitza for a space less than four tefachim. But a hekar you can have for any small space. A tefach that's high enough, you look up, you see the korah, it's enough to have a hekar. See Rashi? Lo, dekulei alma, mutter. Everybody holds you're allowed to carry underneath the korah, and the end of the mavui is at the outer edge of the korah. There's no inyan of a mechitza at all. It's purely a hekar. The lolesi lemishri reshus harabim. V'hariyesh kan hekar b'knisosan kishemishtamshim tachas hakora. And the mela, the hekar is enough with one tefach. As soon as you're underneath the korah, you look up. You're higher than you're. It's less space than 20 amos, and that's fine. Uman di omar arba kesover korah hamateres b'mavui time mishum mechitza. The other one holds no, it's a real mechitza. The amrin chuda hachitza yorid v'sosim. We say this idea of pitikra yorid v'sosim, that the edge of the korah, is if it extends down, it makes a mechitza. There's an imaginary mechitza here. The amr rabbanin de b'tvei mi esrim lo amrin yorid v'sosim. The rabbanin hold that if it's higher than 20 amas, then it doesn't come down. It only comes down if it's within 20 amas. Then you say this halach of pitikra. The kivan de lo havi miut dalet havi mechitza hasuya lepachos midalet. And since there's not at least a space of four tefachim where it's less than 20 amas, so you have a mechitza that's coming down, if there's one small area, one tefach, that is less than 20 amas, then the mechitza is coming down for that area alone. Because for the area that's higher than 20 amas, the mechitza doesn't help. So this mechitza is serving a one tefach area, that's not good enough. A mechitza can serve the minimum of four tefachim. If you have four mechitzas in Rishus Hayoch and Rishus Harabim, and the area in between them is less than four tefachim, that's not called the Rishus Hayochim. It has to be minimal four tefachim for the mechitza to create a new Rishus. What?
4 by 4.
Yeah. The focus be dalit. The kaimelon bechol duch do the mechitza she'ein a reuya le dalit lav mechitza hi. The ain rishus hayochid be pachus medalit tvachim. You can't have a rishus hayochid. Anything less than dalit tvachim is a mokum ptur. It's not a rishus bechla. It's not another rishus. It's not a rishus. A mokum ptur is not a rishus. The alpha pisha muk of mechitza shall asar tvachim. Even if it's surrounded with a mechitza of 10 tvachim, if the area inside is not 4 tvachim, it's not a mechitza. Uveguzustros the Chananya ben Akavya nami hachi amina. The ain mechitzas elim ken yesh tocha cholul arba the perikates of mishtatim. Later on, the Gemara is going to mention this specifically that you need an area for tvachim in order for mechitza to be a mechitza. So that's the thing. The Maisa in the first opinion, where Rashi also explained that according to the first one, everybody holds it's because of mechitza. Question is it the outer facade or the inner edge? Right, so over there, it's not for tvachim. So, but basically what he says is that you don't need a real mechitza over here, right, according to the first opinion. The ikar is a heker, except the heker works through it being like a mechitza. So the first opinion, the first lashon, that says they're arguing of what's it called, whether there's the inner or the outer, but nobody holds you need really for tvachim to make the mechitza, holds the ikar over here as a heker. Now in this lashon, we're saying no. The one who holds a mechitza holds a real. You need a real mechitza. Not just a mechitza that will make a heker, but a real mechitza. Okay. The Iboy Seima, another possible answer. The Kulei Alma Korah Mishum Heker. Everybody holds a Korah is only because of a heker. So the one who says a tefach is fine. Yeah, with one tefach under the Korah is fine. The Hacha Beheker Shol Mat or Beheker Shol Mala Kamiflagi. Question is, how much of a heker do you need? Right? When it's above and you look up, so the heker lamala is enough for one tefach. The marsov ramrin heker shulmata ke heker shulmala. Underneath, you need as much heker as you need above. So for the people standing underneath, all you need is an area of a tefach that they can look up and see the korah. All you need is one tefach. And the other one holds, the marsov, the one who holds four tefachim, lo amrin heker shulmata ke heker shulmala. And the other one holds, no. When you're standing on the ground, you need more of an area for the heker to take place, right? Even though on top, looking up, one tefach is enough for a heker, but you need an area on the ground where you can see that one tefach from more than just a tefach space. That's not enough to make a heker. The Iboy Seim, another possible answer. The Kulei Alma, another explanation of the Machlokis. The Kulei Alma Amrinim Heker Shomata Keker Shomala. Everybody holds that Heker Shomata is Keker Shomala. And really, it would be enough to have just one tefach. The hacha b'gzera shami yifchos kamiflagei. The machlokis is only, we're afraid that maybe if you only have one tefach, it's going to get eroded. And that tefach will become less than a tefach. And that for sure is no good. So therefore, they made it, you have to have 4 tefachim. Once again, we said it's not a tefach, they could have made it to be a tefach and a half, 2 tefachim. So if it erodes a little bit, you still have a tefach. But once it's not a shear of a tefach, the next shear is 4 tefachim. So you need 4 tefachim just in case part of it will erode. If you have exactly a tefach, if part of it erodes, you're finished. Okay, Rashi. Gzeres shemayivchas al yedei drisas raglai. People will walk over it. You're walking over this area constantly, and you're going to make the tefach less than a tefach. The tefach high, right, is going to be less than a tefach. Yivchas haniyut v'yamod apachas mitefach. Hilchach, bo'in and tvei. Therefore, you need more than a tefach to leave room for deterioration. The kivan da'afikte meheker shomala ok me'arbo dechashivi bechol duchta. And once a tefach is not enough, the next shear is 4. So, okay, there's a machlokas over here, exactly what that means. The Me'iri says that the only time that your goes, according to this last lashon, shema yifchas, if you filled it up with earth, then it's possible the earth gets blown away, it gets pushed away, it gets battered down, and it's less than the height that you need. But if you put a little, platform there, or another beam, there's no chance it's going to deteriorate, just by walking over it, right? So he holds that the only machlokas, according to this last lashon, is if you made the area higher with earth. But if you put something solid there, then everybody holds it's okay with a tefach. The Rif and the Rambam hold just the opposite. that dafka, if you put something solid there, that's where the machlokas is. Are you afraid that something solid also would deteriorate? But if it's earth, everybody holds you're afraid it's going to deteriorate. You need four tefachim. You can't have just one tefach, because inevitably, with earth, part of it's going to inevitably deteriorate. That's a machlokas. Okay, let's go on. Hayapachos mi'asara tefachim. If now we're going the other way. The mavui, in order to be, the korah has to be higher than 10 tefachim from the bottom of the mavui. If it's less than 10 tefachim from the bottom, then either because that's not a mavui less than 10 tefachim, or there can't be a mechitza less than 10 tefachim, it's no good. Whatever the reason is. Okay, what if it was less than 10 tefachim? Now you have to dig out a little bit of the bottom of the mavui to make some area of it 10 tefachim. Right? The chokak bolashli, molashara kamachoke. So how much do you have to dig down to be kosher? Tzmar says, kamachoke, kamachamachorechle, whatever you need. If it's 7 tefachim, you need to dig down 3. If it's 6 tefachim, you need to dig down 4. Whatever the amount is, that's what you have to do. Tzmar says, no. Mishko mekama. How much of a width do you need to be, what's it called, to be considered enough that that's considered, enough for the mavli? How much does it have to extend into the mavli? Same idea. How far does this have to extend in? Rav Yosef Omer Bedalit. Here, Rav Yosef changes, and he says, even though above, for the heker, all you need is what's it called, one tefach, but for the width or the length of the, if it's less than 10 tefachim, there you need 4 tefachim. There, Rav Yosef says that you need 4 tefachim. You can't have less than 4 tefachim, what's it called, into the mavui, and still be considered good if the korah is less than 10 tefachim high. If it's higher than 20 amas, all you need is one tefach to make a heker. But if it's less than 10 tefachim, you have to dig out an area that at least 4 tefachim into the mavui is 10 tefachim high. Abaya Omer ba'arba amos. And here Abaya says 4 tefachim is not enough. You need 4 amos. 4 full amos, which is 20 tefachim. Or 24 tefachim, whichever shear it was. Okay. Rashi. Mishko, shel chikak, letoch orech ha-mavui. How much does it have to extend into the length of the mavui, the area that's 10 tefachim or higher? Bedover ha-bole, kigon miut, shayich lemeimah rochav. Right? Something that, the length, which is length and which is the width, right? So usually, the width is the smaller, what's it called, area thing, and the length is the larger area. V'dover ha-shokeo, makifas, also mechitzos, kigon chak, chak, shayich loshen meshech. So the same idea of width is the same idea of meshech. Right? How much of an extension does it have to be? Rav Yosef, deboy le'el tefach. Rav Yosef, who said that before, when it's a question of more than 20 amas, you have to be memayit, a tefach is necessary. Hocha boy arba, but here you need 4 tefachim. Why? Dehasem de'ise le'dofim. Right over there, where there are what's it called mechitzas for the mavli. The mavli is a mavli. A mavli higher than 20 amas is a mavli. The only problem is the korah, you can't see it. So you're dealing with a bona fide mavli, except the korah is too high. So there, it's enough for the heker to be in one tefach. That's enough. Beheker bal masagi. Hacha the hashda hu demashvi le'dofen. But over here, there is no mavui, because the korah is less than 10 tefachim from the ground. So basically, there's no, that where the, from the korah is, there is no wall. 20 amas is a wall. It's just too high. Here, it's not the question that less than 10 tefachim is a wall, but it's too low. It's not a wall. Less than 10 tefachim is not a mechitza. It's not a wall. So where the korah is, there's no mavui. There's no mavui at all. Right? So now you're making it a mavui. Bein l'Rav Yosef, bein l'Abaya, bo'in into the schaze, hai dofen l'shir hefsher orech mavui. Shalom. So the amount that has to be more than 10 tefachim has to be the minimum shear of what a wall of a mavui has to be. Hilkach l'Rav Yosef, shir b'neshech mavui b'dal tefachim. Rav Yosef holds that the minimum shear of a mavui is 4 tefachim. If you have a mavui that's 4 tefachim, right, whatever, that's a kosher mavui. That mavi is niter belechi v'korah. That has all the laws of a mavi. Abaya holds no. The minimum measurement of a mavli, the length of a mavli, has to be 4 amos. Less than that, it's not a mavli, and therefore a lechi and a korah won't help. You need other tikkunim. They only made this halach of lechi or korah for a mavli that's minimum 4 amos long. Or 4 amos wide, whatever it is. Okay. So that's the machlokas, way Rashi learns at least, that what's it called, the machlokas is, what is the minimum wall of a mavli? 4 amos? Or 4 tefachim. Lema b'derebi ami v'rabasi k'miflugate. So if that's the case, then they're arguing, seemingly, in the machlokas of Ravami and Ravasi. Di itmar, mavui shenifrats mitzido, klape rosho. Right? If you have a mavui that had a break in the wall towards the front of the mavui. Okay? If you have these svarim, here's a good picture of it. Here's the case. Here. You have a mavli, and here's the wall, and the wall has a break in it. And there's a little bit of the wall left by the korah. Okay? So, before we go into the Gemara, just mention clearly what it is. If this space is less than 3 tefachim, it's for sure okay. So it's considered like it's closed. So you have the whole wall is closed. So if it's here, it's less than 3 tefachim, it's no problem. If this space is more than 10 amos, right, then what's it called? Then it's parutz completely, and that's a pirtz in the wall, and that's not that's no good. If it's between 3 tefachim and 10 amos, then it depends how big this piece is. If this piece is 4 amos, we'll see, or 4 tefachim, then there's a minimal mavui with a pesach. Anything less than 10 amos is a pesach. So you have a mavui with an opening, and then the wall continues. So that opening is fine. Right, that's no problem. The less than 10 amos is considered an opening in the wall. It's going to be a doorway. A wall can have as many doorways as you want, as long as they're less than 10 amos to consider it a doorway. So anything from 3 tefachim, more than 3 tefachim, to less than 10 amos, it depends how big this piece is, and that's what we're going to get to in a few seconds. Okay.
Normally, you're not supposed to have a house that's
in the
inside.
Somewhere it's like this. What's Ravami or Ravasi? Itmar Mishmeid Ravami, Ravasi, im yesham pas dalid mater bepirza ad eser. Dim la bepachas mishlosha mater. Shlosha eno mater. Okay? So, pas dalid means arbatoch. Let's see 1 second. Let's see Rashi. One of the walls of the length of the mavli is broken in. Is what's it called? Is open. Klape rosho somach lekorah heimena velifnin. And it's close. It's the opening is close to where the korah is. In yesham pas dalid in the shtayer min hakoso. Right. If there's what's it called a piece of the wall that's left that's at least dalid tefachim. Oh, also pas dalid b'mokum apirtza. Or there's nothing left of the wall, but you put a board there. That's 4 tefachim. So it's now the wall. It has 4 tefachim from the korah and in. There's 4 tefachim of wall. Samach the korah, mater pirtza. That makes the mavli still kosher. Afal gavshin ishtayir sham adayin pirtza ad eser. Even though there's still a break, but it's not more than 10 amos. Why? Even the Eish Hechsher Orech Mavui Minakora Ara Pirza Lobotle Torres Pesach Mikama Uva Milsekoi the Koroso Matiroso Upirzoso Materes Kiman de lo Yoser Mi Eser Torres Pesach Oleho Umavui Enu Nifso the Psochim Harbe. So the way Rashi explains it is the following. Well, as long as this is 4 tefachim, which is the minimal amount of a Mavui, okay, and the Korah therefore has something solid after it that's a minimal mavli. And then the space over here is less than 10 amas, so you consider this a, what's it called, another doorway to the mavli. So you have a doorway over here and a doorway over here. That's a mavli with 2 doorways, no problem. No problem. And the korah is on the pesach of the mavli, the first pesach. And there's less than a thing, there's another pesach, no problem at all. That's okay. If this is more than 10 amas, it's not a pesach. It's a break in the wall. And then it's not kosher anymore. If this is what's it called less than 4 tefachim, then the korah from with this alone is not an amavli.
It's not a Pesach HaMavli. In order to begin Pesach HaMavli, you have to have at least four Tvachim into the Mavli. Otherwise, not a Mavli. So, if this is less than four Tvachim, then the break over here has to be less than three Tvachim. If it's less than three, it's like not broken, it's a solid. So even though this is only two Tvachim, but it's connected to what comes later, because the break is less than three Tvachim, it's loved. So it's considered, the whole thing is considered solid, it's no problem. But if it's more than three Tvachim, what's it called, break, then you need this to be four Tvachim, and the break less than 10 Amos, and that's fine. Okay. Okay. Kiva the Yesh Hechsher Orech Mavli Ad HaKora Min HaKora Ad HaPirza Lo Botel Le Torah's Pesach Mikama. So the first one's still considered a Pesach HaMavli because it has the minimal dimensions of a Mavli. And Mikama V'Milsekoi, and therefore it's good. The Korosu Matiroso, and the Korah's Matir, that minimum Mavli, and the rest of the Mavli is considered part of it because the break is less than 10 Amas. That's another doorway to the Mavli. Rashi's saying now is the following. And even if people start using this doorway, this won't cease to be a doorway to the Mavli because it has the minimum measurements of a Mavli since this is four Tvachim. What we're afraid of is if people will start using this, it's closer to their houses. So they'll start using this entrance to the Mavli and forget about this. This won't be an entrance to the Mavli anymore. The Korah won't be on the entrance to the Mavli. No, it won't destroy that because this Korah is on an area which anyway is a Mavli to itself. And this is an extension of that Mavli with a Pesach, no problem. However, v'imlav de ein sham pas dalet, if there's no area of four tvachim after the korah, it's less than four tvachim. Then pachus migimel im apirtz apchus migimel. Then if this space is less than three tvachim, matter, it's still good. Tikkun hamavi is hamavi. Then the korah still is good. Why shari kilavu dami? Because the space is not a space. It's considered like it's closed up. The ein kan pirtz. The apirtz gimel ain't no matter. But if the space is three tvachim or more. To keep them a matin b'nei mavli b'hiluchan u'mekatzin is darkan derech also pirtza chayshin and dil meshavke pischa rabba va'ayli v'niach nafke b'hai pirtza u'bot le pischa kama u'bot le korah didei ve'en korah le mavli zeh v'hai time of first to come out of pirtza. We'll explain this reason later on. What happens is if this is less than four tvachim, right, and this is more, and the space is more than three tvachim, then you have a problem. And the problem is that we're afraid that people will stop using this opening, and they'll start using the opening over here. The Mela, and this Korah is on a piece that's not enough to be considered a Mavli by itself. And if people start using the other Pesach, then this is not Pesach HaMavli anymore. Because it's not a Mavli by itself, it's only a Pesach to the entire Mavli. And Enochinami, this is part of the whole Mavli, but it's not the Pesach anymore. Because people have stopped using this as a Pesach, the Mela, it's Mavli. Yeah, that's mean. Since over there it's only Al Zaheker, right, that's fine. But here we're talking about creating the Mavli. What is the Mavli? So that's what Rashi said before. Less than 10 Tvachim is not a Mavli B'chla. So in any case, so the Korah is not in a Mavli. That's it. Okay. Gemara says, so maybe that's the Machlokas. Rav Yosef holds like Rav Ami and Rav Asi that the minimal length of a Mavli is four Tvachim. Labaya less than Rav Ami. And Rabbi holds no, that the minimal length of a Mavli is four Amas. And less than four Amas is, you have the same problem, except using four Amas instead of four Tvachim. Omer lecha Abaya, hosom sof Mavli, hocha tchilas Mavli. No, there's a difference. Over there where Rav Ami or Rav Asi said that four Tvachim is enough because there was a Mavli there. And now the question is the Mavli, has the Mavli become inoperable? So there, four Tvachim is enough to keep it a Mavli. But over here, you want to create a Mavli to begin with, right? It was less than 10 Tvachim to begin with. You want to create a Mavli. That you need, four Amas, to create a Mavli. Omer Abaye, Menoa Menala. How do I know that? that to create a mavui, you need at least four amas. The Tanya, ein mavui nitr b'lechi v'korah, the halachas that we're learning of a lechi and a korah that permit carrying in a mavui, ad shubatim v'chatzeros p'sukhum l'tocha. That only applies to a mavui that has at least two houses and two chatzeros opened in. Batim v'chatzeros. Each chatzer has two houses open to it, and there are two chatzeros into the mavui. Okay, meaning you have like this. You have, these are houses with chatzeros in front of them. The green part is the chatzer. These are the houses. Here there's few houses and chatzeros in front of them. And you have at least two houses opened into a chatzer, and then the chatzer opens into the mavui. And on this side, the same thing. Two houses and a chatzer, and the chatzer opens into the mavui. The mavui is the what's it called, the area here. It doesn't look like the ground, but it is a ground. The chatzeros open into the mavui, and that area that's common now to all of them, right, on both sides, that's called the mavui. So a mavui is only a mavui if it has batim and chatzeros opened into it. Okay. So now, the question is like this. The E, the Dalit, if it's only four tzvachim, how could you have hechi mashkachasla? How could you possibly have even one, what's it called, chatzer opened into a, what's it called, into a mavli? The minimal dimensions of a Pesach, notice to open the doorway into the chatzer, is a Pesach, is a minimal four tzvachim. In addition to that, you need the frame, besides the opening. So how in the world could you ever have one Pesach, surely not two, opened into a mavui that's only four tzvachim? Right? Why? The chitema, the pasach le bedofen ho'emtsoi, you open it on the other side, not the length, but the width side. Right? Like here. Instead of opening it in this side that comes out, right, this is four tzvachim. You open it on the other side, which is bigger. Okay? But the minimum of the length, let's say, is four tefachim, and then the width can be as whatever, right? The Gemara says that can't be, because there's another condition of what's the minimum of a mavui. V'omer of Nachman, naktina nezeo mavui shenitra b'lechi v'kori, what's another condition for a mavui to be mutter with lechi and kora? Kol sha'or ko yesra rachba. The length has to be bigger than the width. So you can't, if four tefachim is what's it called, is the length, then what's it called, then that would have to be bigger than the width, and the width would have to be less than four tzvachim. Ubatim v'chatzeros psuchim l'tocho, and the other condition is that there has to be houses and chatzeros opened into the mavui. So Rav Yosef, so what's Rav Yosef going to do with this? L'maisa, how can you possibly have a mavui that's only four tzvachim long and still be kosher? How are you going to open up a chotzer into that? The pasuk lay bekeren zav. It's talking where you opened it up into it on an angle, in a corner, meaning that enochanami over here, the opening is four tzvachim and more, a little bit more than four tzvachim, but the length of the mav, if you go straight, is less than four tzvachim. But if you go on a diagonal, it's more than four tzvachim. So you open it on a diagonal. The doorway from the chatzer opens into the mavui on a diagonal. And it takes off from this area and a little bit of the other wall. And then it's what's it goes possible to have more than four tefachim and an opening in a thing that's only four tefachim long. But if you take off that diagonal, you're going to have a bigger space than four tefachim. Okay, let's see Rashi. The Abaya Lesle the Ravashi, the Hahekshir Movi Bedalaramas Kamar. Rabbi doesn't hold like Ravashi and Ravami, and he holds that the minimal length of a Mavui is four Amas. The Hachinami, Ileka Pas Dalar Amas, ain't Kora Zurulios Pas, they ain't Kankora. Rabbi would hold in the case of Ravam Ravashi that you would need a part of the wall that's four Amas in order to be Mutter. If it was less than four Amas, then it would have to be less than three Tvachim to be Mutter. Sof Mav, we could go and hold Ravami Ravasi. Shikvar Hoya Mav. Ravami Ravasi's case is where there was a Mavui, and now it broke down. So to maintain that Mavui, a four tefachim is enough. To maintain what was there to begin with, four tvachim is enough. Tchilas mavi, kigon gabi chikat. But in the, when you're starting to create a mavi, like the case where the walls of the mavi were not 10 tvachim high, from over the korah. So there was never a mavi there. The hashra ko'asi l'shavi mavi. Now you want to make it a mavi, you need four amas. To create a mavi, you need four amas. To keep a mavi kosher, you only need four tvachim. Batim v'chatzeros, batim psukim v'chatzeros. You need two houses open to a common courtyard, to a common yard. The chatzeros l'mavli, and the yards open into the mavli. Shekein hoyedarkum, shein batim tchusim ele v'chatzreim. Their houses were opened into a front yard. The chol chatzer ha'amr v'shas uv'mishna enu ele l'fnei habayis. That was a front yard. The front yard was called a chatzer. What was in back of the house? That wasn't called a chotzer, that was called a mukta, or a rechava. Okay. If you hold that four tvachim is a mavli, how's that possible? How can you have a doorway from a chotzer opened into a mavli when the whole mavli is only four tvachim? You need at least two chatzeros, okay, that have to open in. The ein pesach pachus midalit. And a Pesach is the minimum is four tvachim. The eich yiftach Pesach rochvo arboa v'meshach hamavoi she'enu ela dalet. How can you open a Pesach into a mavi which is only four tvachim? So the whole thing is going to be opened. Right? Ayin mokum apchimim v'od kulo paratzu. Two problems. One is, where are you going to put the doorway? And secondly, even if you find some way of putting the doorway, the whole thing is open. So there's no wall. If there's an opening in four tvachim and a thing that's only four tvachim, there's nothing there. The chitim of the pasach lebedofenim tzois. The chikomer of Yosef hechsher mavi ba'orach dalid b'mavi rochav ma'ot. Komer. The yochel of tor pesach hachatziris bedofenim meyacharav. Right, it's talking where, enachinami, the length is four tvachim, but the width is 10 amas. And you open the chatziros into the width wall. Right, can't say that. Vomer of Nachman Akhtina, mesoris me'avoseinu, minig me'avoseinu. We have a mesorah and a minig that the only mavi that the Rabbanan said is okay with a lechi and a korah, orko yesra rochva. Having mavui v'nitra b'lechi v'korah, av a maruba din chotzer olam. Right, it has to be where it's a rectangle, not a square. It has to be where the length is bigger than the width. Av a maruba, if it's square, din chotzer olam. V'amir l'kamon, chotzer, tzricha pas dalet, or pas mashu mikan, or pas mashu mikan, doesn't have the same halachas. It's not a lechi and a korah that's matur a chotzer. Chotzer has different halachas. Since the length is four tvachim, kosher, hari rochvo dalit, chaser mashu. So the width has to be less than the length. So if we say the length is four tvachim, then the width has to be a little bit less than four tvachim. So it's still impossible. There's no wall that in a mavli that's long, four tvachim, that you can have a pesach. The ein shom shir pesach, the mekulei hach mesech damrinu, the ein pesach, pachos midalit. The pesach is minimal four tvachim. So you can't have a four tvachim pesach and a four tvachim wall, and the other wall has to be less than four tvachim, otherwise it's not a, what's it called, it's not a mavul. So Marisa Bekeren saw this. Tefach min ha-pesach b'dofanim tzoi, enochinami. One tefach of the pesach is in the middle wall, and the other three tvachim are on the length wall. So it takes a tefach out of the width and three tvachim out of the length. And now the pesach is four tvachim on a diagonal. And then you can have both things. You can have a wall that's four tvachim, only opened into by a four tvachim opening, but the four tvachim opening shares a tefach from one side and three tvachim on the other side. That's the picture that Rashi gives.